This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Thank you for being a member of the class. I look at all of you as students and instructors and students rising to become instructors. I don't think of anyone who is paying attention to what we do as a listener. I don't have a very high regard for listeners. I think of them as sports fans, you know, guys who kind of just watch and then go home. But someone who's in the class as a student or an instructor, now that's someone who wants to take the information and learn more, do more research, and act on it. That's what a student is. I'm a student. I'm also an instructor. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live. She is a student and an instructor. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. And your phone sounds much, much better. Not quite landline quality, but much better. Gwyneth, would you say that what I said was accurate, that we are, those of us who are instructors are also students?
Yeah. We never, ever stop learning. Mm-hmm. We are learning something new every day. And, you know, even today I went out and, I went into town. I had a mission today. And that mission was to get a cell phone that actually works where we live. Because where we live is quite a way out in the countryside. And in Australia, the main telephone company here and the telephone regulator has a system called Bluetick, which means that this phone will work in remote rural areas. And this is a Bluetick phone, and it's what a lot of people would consider to be a dumb phone, meaning that it actually has a keyboard and it's not a it hasn't got a touch screen. It actually has physical keys that you actually physically depress from 1 to 9, and it has a star, and it has a hash, and it has a little, you know, menu key at the top like all mobile phones used to have. And it doesn't have as much functionality, but guess what? It does what I want it to do. It makes calls. And, you know, something, yeah. I went that route because I was fed up with touch screens breaking on me. Mm-hmm. I thought, for crying out loud, I'm buying a new cell phone every few months because I dropped them accidentally. And we live on a farm. It's not a lot of soft surfaces around here. I mean, there's a bit of grass and all that, but probably if it drops, it's going to drop on a rock. And, you know, I don't mean to drop them, but, you know, it's just what happens. And the thing is that a phone with actual physical buttons has a higher chance of surviving such a fall and you still being able to make calls with it than a touchscreen. Mm-hmm. Because if you drop your touchscreen phone, there's a good proportion of a chance that you are going to be able to absolutely bust your phone and not be able to use it and have to write it off.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. I used to have a cell phone. I used to have one of those flip phones with the keypad that you're talking about many years ago. And I don't have a cell phone anymore, and I've decided that I am going to drop off from having one. Now, in my case, I have a landline. And if I need to make a phone call, I have to go back to the farmhouse. It's as simple as that. I can't make that phone call no matter where I am. I can't receive phone calls no matter where I am, which is a really good thing for me because I get interrupted less. Let me give you an example. Last night, I was on a scaffold. I was two sets of scaffold high on a ladder on top of it. So I was up maybe 15 feet in the air. And I was finishing the ceiling. I'm trying to finish the ceiling of a room in the house. Spackling and so forth. Well, a phone call came in for me. And Mrs. Finelli answered the phone. And she said, "It's for you." And I said, "Okay, good. I'm on the scaffold." Which means, would you ask that person to call back? And,
yeah.
And when I'm off the scaffold. Now, so what I'm saying is, for me, I'm able to get more things done because I'm not tied to answering the phone. Now, if I had a phone in my pocket, I might have answered the phone and then been unable to finish the spackling, which is a time-sensitive job because you've got the mud, you know, it's drying while you're trying to apply it. And so, you really, that's not the kind of job that you can do when you're talking on the phone. At least I can't. So, here's what I've decided to do. I have decided, and this might frost some people, but here's what I've decided to do. New policy here at the farmhouse. I am not going, we have a computer that is centrally located in the kitchen. And what I would do is I would walk by the computer and check the news. And I'd go out and work on the, you know, some equipment and come back in, check the news. Check the email, check the news, check the email, check the news. And I realized that I am wasting so much time doing that that I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to read the emails. I might read them once a day, maybe every couple of days. I don't need to check email every day. If someone really needs to get in touch with me, they'll call me. And if they call me and I'm not by the phone, they can leave a message and I can call back in many instances, except I can't call you back because I don't have a way of calling outside the continental United States. But so I'll check the email, you know, every couple of days, and I'm not going to read any email from anybody I don't know. It's as simple as that. I'm not going to get sucked into that trap of being at everyone's beck and call. What do you think about that, Gwyneth? Do you think that's selfish, or you think it's okay?
Actually, I'm thinking that I might start doing that myself, because for me, the internet has been necessary, but it's also been a massive, massive trap for me personally, and because you do get sucked into it, you know.
And I think it's
a huge time waster.
Yes, and I think about what Mark Zuckerberg said. He called the people who use Facebook a bunch of dumb Fs, and it is a couple, three letters after the word F. That's his quote, okay? So he's saying that his customers are a bunch of dumb four-letter words. Well, here's how I look at it. I used to have Facebook, and I only used it for the purposes of saying, here's what we were going to talk about tomorrow. Here's who the instructor is. And here's what we talked about. And so I would do tomorrow. Here's what it's going to be. And then I would do, here's what we did. That's it. And we had about 5,000. The maximum number of friends that you could have was 5,000. We were like within, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 of 5,000. Now, are they really friends? No. Do I know them all? Of course not. So here's the point of that. And this is a caution to you, Gwyneth. Let's say someone gets arrested. Now, I'm just hypothesizing here. Someone gets arrested, and of course the cops go right to Facebook. So let's see what these posts on Facebook are. Oh, this guy likes AR-15s. And this guy commented about how he was target shooting with his AR-15 and how he got a nice scope. And ammo, 62 grain ammo instead of 55, and it shoots better, and reloading, and on and on and on. So now we've got a list of friends who you may or may not even know. who are posting on your Facebook page, because they have a Facebook page. So now you have this network, and the police, the government people type, those types, can put together a whole list of people that they believe are your friends that say things that you have no control over. So now you can be, you know, if you're hauled into court for whatever reason, traffic ticket, oh, I see, you are an anarchist, in their term, not just without rule, but you are looking for overthrow. You are one of them. We're going to have to be a little more harsh on you than we would be for someone who is not like you, because we know who your friends are, because you say they're your friends, and they say you're their friend, and that's what Facebook does. These are your friends. You confirm that you're friends with these people, whom you don't even know. So I think it's dangerous to be on Facebook. I really do. So I threw Mark Zuckerberg overboard a couple years ago. I don't want anything to do with that guy because he's collecting information on every one of us. Gwyneth, did you see what I meant by when I connected those dots?
Yeah, I would tend to agree. The only thing is that if I completely drop off the radar off of Facebook, there's certain people going to get really, really, really worried about me. And there are dead man switches operating on me. And these friends are on Facebook. They're, you know, maybe they're my Facebook friends, maybe they're not my Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. But they keep an eye on my profile. And mm-hmm. if my profile suddenly went dead, then they would start to get really, really worried about me. And mm-hmm. I don't want them to get worried about me. And so, oops, sorry, just the phone dropped. Are you still there?
Yep, we're here.
So that's why I have to stay active on Facebook.
No, I understand. Okay? I understand.
But I am very, very judicious with what I post on Facebook. And getting more careful about what I post on Facebook as time goes on. Because of these reasons that you just mentioned, mm-hmm. I'm aware that there are other people on Facebook who are watching me and they are hostile to me. So I would personally regard it, oh God help me, as being a double-edged sword. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna
right. Why don't you just put that thing down and talk into it.
Okay, it's actually leaning on a window ledge.
Okay.
Because that's how I get the signal. I live in a mud brick house, so I can't just wander into the middle of the room with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. And once I get it balanced properly, it'll be fine. But yeah, that's the issue with me and Facebook.
Okay. Well, let's talk about coupons for a second. Let's tie some of this together. So I was looking at this bag. I happened to see a bag that Burger King packages their hamburgers in. And on the bottom of the bag it said, "Download our app," as in application for a cell phone, smartphone. And I happened to mention that to our son. And I said, our boys. And we were having dinner and I said, I got a question. On a Burger King bag, it says, "Download our app." What's that mean to you? And when we come back, I'll tell you what that means. And this is a little frightening to me. Actually, it's terrifying to me. And it's just one more reason why you don't want to do it. Or any other app.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're taking a little detour and talking about being tracked, being spied on, and what you might want to know about what maybe people in your house are doing with their smartphones. So this bag said, download our app. It was a Burger King bag that I happened to see. And if you download their app, you can get offers, you know, maybe discounts on the alleged food items that they sell. Well, there's a time limit on them, so if you decide to act on that discount, that phone-based coupon, if you will, there's a timer, like 15 minutes, and then it expires. So they want you to hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, who else offers these? Well, Burger King does, Wendy's does, Steak and Shake does, Little Caesars does. There's a whole bunch of companies that have these, McDonald's, they have these apps for your phone. And if you think about it, how silly is that? But when let's go a little deeper, and here's why people are doing it. So how many people have installed the Burger King application for the smartphone? 5 million. 5 million people.
Whoa.
Yeah. 5 million people have installed it. Now, what happens is Burger King, these apps, and I'm not sure of how all of them work, but here's what can happen. An app on a phone, the phone knows your GPS location, and it transmits it to the cell tower. So they know where you are. So if you're approaching a Burger King or you're within a couple miles, you can get an offer from Burger King because you're near there. or Wendy's or Steak and Shake or McDonald's or Little Caesars. So what used to be an advertisement that would come in the newspaper or in a flyer in your mail that would say, hey, buy one, get one free, or buy two, get one free, or get free fries with your hamburger, whatever it was, you would just turn that, cut that out, turn that in. But the company, the Burger King company or Wendy's or McDonald's or whoever, didn't know who you were because you weren't required to put your name, address, and phone number and email on the back of that coupon. But now they know your name, address, phone number, email address, cell phone number. They know all those and your location. And so they can track who you are, what you bought, when you bought it, where you bought it, and follow you around. And third parties can buy that information. So now this information is really valuable. Because for me, they're not interested in me because I don't have a phone and I don't have an app that says I eat at Burger King or Wendy's or Steak and Shake or Little Caesars or whatever. So what they're doing is they're literally tracking you. And it's a coupon, but it's a coupon with information about you. And I resent that. So that's just one more reason not to have a cell phone, a smartphone, and one more reason not to have these apps loaded. So we're finding out that these apps are, all kinds of apps are tracking you. Like, you can get this horoscope app, and it'll tell you what your daily horoscope is. Isn't that great? It's all free. But it's taking information about you, and they need to know your date of birth in order to do your horoscope. So now they know even more information about you, and they sell it to third parties. And then people have these apps on their phone that track, that tie to their wrist-type device that tracks their health, you know, blood pressure, heart rate, things like that. And that gets transmitted to the cloud. So now we know how healthy you are. We know when you're taking a brisk walk. We know that you're on the sidewalk. We know you're walking from your office to McDonald's. We know that because we know where you were working. We know where your butt was sitting for all, you know, a couple hours. We know when you go to the bathroom because we know where the bathroom is. You know, this thing is tracking within a couple feet of where you are. So we know when you're at work. We know when you're in the bathroom. We know when you're at the water cooler. We know when you're in the elevator. We know when you're walking down the sidewalk to Burger King or Wendy's or whatever it is. We know where you are. When I say we, I mean they. It's crazy. And people are paying to be tracked. And some people say, yeah, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care. Really? They've lost their minds. Gwyneth, when we come back, would you comment on that, please?
Absolutely.
Does this bother you?
I'd love to.
Does this bother you as much as it bothers me?
I don't have any of these loyalty programs operating.
Yeah.
But I'll show you why after the break.
Yeah. And who's being loyal to who? Are they being loyal to you? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today acknowledging for the first time that he was in on President Trump's controversial telephone call with the President of Ukraine in July. The call that's now at the center of the House impeachment inquiry into Trump.
I was on the phone call. The phone call was in the context of, now I guess I've been Secretary of State for coming on a year and a half. I know precisely what the American policy is with respect to Ukraine. It's been remarkably consistent.
Pompeo speaking during a news conference in Rome beside the Italian foreign minister. In Hong Kong, office workers and schoolmates of a teenage demonstrator who was shot at close range by a police officer during anti-government rallies on Tuesday are now in the streets condemning police tactics and demanding accountability. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Today
you
take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, just a quick housekeeping announcement. Tomorrow, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. in the evening, Thursday, I'm going to be the instructor on republicbroadcasting.org. I've been invited, along with Steve Elkins, to fill in for John Stadtmiller, the owner of the network, and it will be a USA Prepares broadcast. I'll be on the hot seat, And we'll be talking nonstop about my book. And I don't know how else to call it other than, and I really dislike it when authors say, buy my book. Well, you can't buy my book. It's not available. It's just a bunch of notes of things that I do and the way I do them, which are probably different from what most people do. So I'm going to be talking about how I do things, and I think better. And I'm not trying to brag. I found out better ways of doing lots of things. And I'm going to teach that tomorrow. I've got probably 40, 50, 60 items. I don't think we'll get through very many of them. But it's going to be me on the hot seat talking about the way I do things tomorrow on republicbroadcasting.org from 6 to 8 p.m., 2 hours of tips, tricks, and the way to do things better. Probably things that you might not have considered. And I'm serious about that. So that I just want to make that announcement. Gwyneth, we're talking, you and I were talking about loyalty, apps, cards, those kinds of things.
Okay, yeah. I've actually got a special perspective on this. I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be a corporate personal assistant, to a department store executive. And this department store executive happened to be my cousin, and she was in need of a PA, and I was in need of a job. And we got on well together anyway, so she decided to employ me as her personal assistant. And I worked as her personal assistant for a couple of years, and so I got to see the inside workings of a department store. And this particular department store had a loyalty program. And I got to see the reason why they had the loyalty program. And the reason why they had the loyalty program, the reason why every department store has a loyalty program, is to track its customers and their buying habits. If you have a credit card with your favorite department store, if you have a loyalty program, here certain airlines in Australia have something called flybys, where you get points for shopping at a certain supermarket, and you can use those points towards purchasing airfares with this certain airline. And they, all of that is used as a foot in the door for them to track your purchases, for them to track you. So don't be in any illusions about it. That 10 or 15% discount is just the bait in the trap. I can absolutely assure you of that firsthand, you know. And, yeah, it's, I thought, wow, gee, that's pretty sneaky. And they were good people, the executives of this department store. They weren't out to rip anybody off. They actually sought out the highest quality product, and they actually, it was a high-end department store, and they wanted to look after their customers, but they also wanted to track their buying habits. And that was the object of their loyalty program. It's the object of every loyalty program. And so if I am ever asked if I want to have any part in any loyalty program, survey, customer discount, coupons, apps, or whatever, my answer is always going to be, no, thank you. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Ben?
It does. It does. I'll tell you what I did. And maybe it wasn't very nice of me, but I knew what they were doing. So there's a supermarket chain, but it's a small supermarket chain. They don't have a lot of high technology. Like, they didn't have the cameras with the facial recognition when I did what I'm about to tell you at that time. So what they would do is they'd have two prices on the shelf of the supermarket. One price is if you did not have a loyalty card, and the other price was if you did have a loyalty card. So I would go to the customer service section, and what they wanted was your email address, your name and your email address. So I would say, okay, so you need an email address? Yes. And you need a name? Yes. So I would give them an email address. I'd make it up. And I would give them a name, and I'd make it up. So, for example, the names that, and I had lots of names, because they asked for a name. And I'd give them a name. I'd give them many names because I kept using different loyalty cards. I'd go back after a couple of visits and I'd get a new one. And then I'd get a new one. And then I'd get a new one. And so there wasn't a history that was very long with each one of these cards. Then sometimes I would ask the cashier, I'd say, geez, I forgot my loyalty card. She said, well, use mine. Okay, great, thank you. And so they had a loyalty card for people who forgot their loyalty card, just to get them through the cash register, because they didn't want to put all the stuff back that would you'd be paying a higher price for. They knew that you'd say, well, you know what, if you're going to sell it for $2 instead of $1, I don't want that and this one, and I don't want the other one. And then half the cart would be emptied out, right? So I would give them names that you could not pronounce. And let me just give you a couple examples. So first name, ECLBALC. Now, I don't know how you'd pronounce it. ECLBALC. Last name, MESTOPICR. MESTOPICR. Another first
this
name.
Must be cool.
Another first name, RIPCT. Lots of vowels. Last name, ROLGCM. ROLGCM. And of course, that would be at Yahoo, at Gmail, at AOL.com. Okay. And so lots of names, all bogus, because I would say, you want a name. You want a name here? Yeah. And you want a last name here? Uh-huh. You want an email address? Uh-huh. They didn't say mine. They said A. So I'd give them one. And that's the way I did it. And I would keep changing them and changing them and changing them. And then pretty soon that loyalty card thing kind of just disappeared. So there's no need to do that. But what you can do, and it's getting more and more difficult, is to have aliases on your own credit card accounts. So, for example, I do. I have lots of different names that I use on my credit cards. It's my account. It's not like there's no fraud involved. I just call up the credit card company and ask them for another card, and they'll say, okay, what name? And I'll give them that name. Now, eventually, some credit card companies have called me, and said, Mr. Finelli, you have all these cards on your account. We don't believe these are people. Real people. And then I say, oh, so have you had any problems with the bill getting paid? No. Is there any fraud involved? No. So these cards that
are
issued.
What's your problem?
You don't have any problem. Well, yeah, but we don't believe these are real people. So eventually we hit a stalemate. And I said, close my account. I don't need you guys. So who do you work with? Right now it seems that Discover is the best credit card bank to work with, Discover. At least that's in my opinion as of the last time I've dealt with them. They don't give me any problems. And I've been a Discover member almost since the beginning. I've had cardholder, I guess I should say, not a member, cardholder, customer. So, Bank of America, not so good. UMB, that's a Missouri-type bank, miserable, absolutely horrible. And I got to tell you, Gwyneth, the middle-aged women who have jobs in positions where I have to do business with them, they're hard to deal with. They're not very, I don't know what it is, but something about middle-aged women, they're more angry than others. Have you noticed that, or is it just me?
You know something, Vincent, I think I know why. Because if you look into the details of these middle-aged women, I'm a middle-aged woman.
I know you are.
But I'm not difficult to deal with because I've had a husband and I've had a family. These middle-aged women who are difficult to deal with, when they, 20 years ago, when they were in their early 20s, mid-20s, they bought the feminist lie, hook, line, and sinker. They slogged their guts out to build themselves a career, and they put off marriage, and they put off having children. I graduated from college, and then I went on to being a full-time mum. And I've had a harder life, but I was, I believe that I was a good stepmom to my stepchildren, and I was, a really good mum in very, very adverse circumstances to my own two boys. You know, my husband died when my son was my younger son was three months old, and I've had a really, really difficult time of motherhood, and yet my boys are fine, upstanding gentlemen, and I'm happy. But these women have bought into the feminist lie. They put off marriage, they put off having children, and now they're my age, they've never had a love relationship that's been any good, and they've never had children. And maybe they've got two or three or more abortions in their history, and they're having to deal with the internal guilt and the regret and the shame and the hate of themselves. I'm talking about their soul person. Their spirit man or their spirit woman feels angry at their flesh, human person, self, because they've destroyed their own future.
Mm-hmm.
And they become angry and they become bitter and they regard it as being everybody else's fault, and they can't handle the fact that actually it's all because of them. And they will not take responsibility for their own actions. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It does. And I remember when Mrs. Finelli and I were, had just entered the workforce, and our salaries were, virtually neck and neck. So whoever got the latest raise, that's the one who made a little bit more money until the next raise came out. So I would be ahead, she'd be ahead, I'd be ahead, she'd be ahead, and so forth. And this went on for years. And then ultimately we decided to have a family. We had some goals. We had some financial goals. We had some achievements I said, I'll tell you what, we can get married, but I'd like to have X amount of money in the bank, each one of us, same amount. We each have to own our own cars outright. We each have to finish our education outright. And I think there's one other thing. And we achieved all those things, and we got married. And when we decided to have children, she quit. She quit working. And the university, would send around, hey, what are you doing now? So I filled it out for her, and I said that she has received her CHM. CHM, some people would say MBA, BS. She received her CHM. I'll tell you what that is.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, after Mrs. Finelli completed her education, and we were married and decided to have children, the university wanted to know, so what are you doing now? You know, it's a great way of hooking you into, look at me, look at me. And then they hook you into, well, you need to give money to the university's, you know, fund. So I just filled out the, you know, what she was up to lately. And I said, she earned her CHM. And that stood for Certified Housewife and Mother. And I believe that there's no higher, better, and more important calling for a wife than becoming a mother. And that happened over 3 decades ago when I did that. And I mean that. And Hillary Clinton, you know, doesn't like the idea of, you know, making cookies and raising children. I mean, that's not important. What's important is, you know, is fleecing the public. At least that's my impression of Hillary Clinton. So I really think that the most important thing that a wife can do is to be the person who bears the children and who is instrumental in raising the children, while the father is the one who provides, protects, and defends, and also participates in raising the children. So it's not like mom, everything is placed on mom's lap. It's mom who is there at home, spending those formative years with the children, while dad is out working. But then dad, when dad comes home, he spends time with the children. How does that set with you, Gwyneth?
I would tend to absolutely agree with you. And with me, it's been really unfortunate. I've had to do both tasks. I've had to be that nurturing role, but I've also had to be kind of the one who is protecting the family as well, because my husband died. And there's a lot of women who, for one reason and another, they find themselves having to raise their children on their own, mostly women, some men. And do you know something? It is not easy. It's not impossible. It's perfectly possible. But that requires your absolute dedication. And, you know, that you can't go out and have a full-time career, really, and do that unless you've got a handy grandma in the background. But even then, it would have to be a matter of life and death before you went out and, you know, had a career instead of, you know, being a parent to your children. It's not something that you should say, well, I can, you know, I can have my career and I can raise my children later. No, you can't raise your children later. You have to raise your children when they're little. And if you don't raise your children when they're little, they are going to resent you not being there for the rest of their life. And that's just the truth of it. You, if you are a single parent out there in the class, you have to absolutely make up your mind that you are going to dedicate your life to being the best mum or the best dad possible for your children. Okay? Because you only get one hit at this. And the stakes are really, really high because this is the next generation of humans. And this is your posterity. This is your genetic line going forward into the future. This is your immortality, okay? And what are you going to do with that immortality of children? That's your genetic immortality. What are you going to do with it? Are you just going to chuck it on the sidelines, or are you going to, you know, really do the best to be the best parent that you possibly can be? And there's no way around it. You can't do that if you are not physically there for your children. You just can't do it, you know. And, you know, when they get older, then you'll have the chance to be able to go out and, you know, go and find a job if you want to then and begin to reestablish yourself in the workforce. And that might not be possible because by then you might be in your late 40s or early 50s. And but you have to really think to yourself, where do I want my children to be? What do they, I want them to think of me when they're in their 20s and in their 30s and they are, you know, getting established in their own lives? And what are they going to think about me as a human being? They're not going to care about your career. What they're going to care about was mum there for me? Or was dad there for me? Okay? And I think I absolutely agree. That is the most important job in the whole universe is being a mum, especially. Or being a dad, if you're a single dad. Because your children don't have anyone else except for you. And this is your posterity going on into the future pretty well forever. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It does. And I have never seen a gravestone that said he wished he spent more time at work. Class, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements with Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.